program for Thursday, October the 25th. You're listening to Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn with the irregular news and issues of the day, things that you may have heard something about. For example, the Donald and his announcement, the big announcement.
The October surprise.
Yes. Turned out to be a lot of hooey. All right. So he claims that Obama is the least transparent president in the history of the country. Did you hear the video that was on YouTube, the audio from the video on YouTube?
Yeah. I watched it and heard it, yes.
Really? And what did you think of the expressions on his face?
Well, actually, I didn't even notice that. But the first thing that went through my mind is, okay, is this Gotham City and am I living in a comic book? Doesn't that seem like something that would happen in a comic book? Like the big wealthy businessman comes out and calls somebody out. And I feel like he should have had a dark, looming New York skyline behind him. Daylight. I don't know. He just, you know, he looks like the Donald. The Donald looks always the same. He looks like he's giving a task on Celebrity Apprentice. You know, he just always looks the same.
So, does anybody think there's anything other than PR in this guy's mind? Whenever he is a brilliant promoter. And that's what he is. I thought that the president's line on the Tonight Show, and Michael, actually, play that again. The president was asked by Jay Leno when he was on last night about the Donald.
What's this thing with Trump and you? I don't. It's like me and Letterman. What has he got against you here? I don't care. You know,
this all dates back to when we were growing up together in Kenya.
Yeah. And,
that's a good line.
That was a great line. That was a very good line. So anyway, for those of you who have no sense of humor, sorry.
I'll tell
Jennifer
you.
Jennifer and I are not voting for Obama, but that was funny.
That was funny. Yeah, got to give him that.
Got to have a little sense of humor, yes. Matter of fact, we got to have more of a sense of humor in all this. This stuff is becoming banal. Anyway.
I think if he actually presented Trump and took the $5 million, he would win the election hands down.
Yeah, all right. Well,
I absolutely think he would.
Yeah, see, that's what Trump's not thinking.
I know. If he actually just called his bluff and said, okay, here's my college record, here are my passport documents, and thank you very much for the $5 million. I choose to put it in the Obama for President fund.
All right. Congratulations.
Notice he said nonprofit, because Trump's not a dummy either. Right. He knows that he could have gotten burned with that.
But. Right. Exactly. So, anyway, it's really very interesting. So, here's the next thing. That is interesting about Donald Trump, and it's at DougSteffen.com today, the story there, if you want a little bit more about it. In addition to him being in the news, at least that side of the news, this is not one that this is not a story he wanted to have, nor did he want the publicity. The condominium board at Trump Place has fired the Trump organization for managing their high rise on the Hudson River. It has his name. If you drive down the, let's see, that's the West Coast. I think it's the West Coast Highway. When you're coming in on the west side, go under the bridge, and you see the big condo on the left-hand side. They have told sources in the news that the board replaced Trump with another service management firm that's presented a lot of different proposals to various building owners in New York. They have a number of luxury buildings they manage now, Central Park West, Fifth Avenue, West End Avenue, those places. They confirmed that they have been retained to manage the property as of the first of next month. So the Donald and, hey, listen, these sorts of things happen one way or another. I just caught myself, by the way, Jennifer, about to do what we hear from so many of these boring politicians. The words are, look, or look, let me tell you the story. Or it's always look and then something else. Or the fact of the matter is, or the truth is. Don't you? When you hear somebody say that, you automatically know that this is garbage.
Right.
When you hear a phrase like, honestly, if you understand psychology, somebody who's using that verbiage is not telling you the truth. Look is a verbalized pause, and then you go off into something that's not really applicable, or is it the honest answer to the question? Or the truth is, the fact of the matter is, all of those things are immediate giveaways that what you're going to hear next is malarkey. All right, just so you know, whenever you hear these talking heads do, look, let me, and you heard Joe Biden say it a number of times. I don't remember hearing Obama use it. I don't remember hearing Romney use it. but Biden uses it a lot.
Look.
Yeah. And then, you know what I'm talking about, right?
A sparkly flying plane.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah. So it's just kind of, again.
Honestly, I do.
Honestly, yeah, right, yeah. The fact of the matter is she hears what I'm saying, folks.
That's right. The fact of the matter is, yes.
800-510-8255. All right, so much for the Donald and his foolishness. There is a lot of news today about various people. People in the news include Tom Cruise, Justin and Jessica, again, Jessica Simpson, not Jessica Biel. Let's see here, Britney Spears, Dr. Drew, the Lohans, of course, and Elizabeth Taylor. Let's see if we can get to all of that as we work our way through the hour. Jennifer, all right?
It's our goal.
Your task. And a big suit filed against a big bank. That story coming up in a moment. The first item of business, the next item of business, not the first. First was Donald Trump. Next is your diet. How are you doing on your diet? How'd you do on the last diet? Did it work out okay for you or not? You lost 5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds, 8 pounds, and that was it. You worked hard for months, and then you went back like millions of Americans. You went back to eating the way you were before, living the way you were before, and the weight came right back. Folks, listen up. This is better, far better. Axia 30 is what it's called. New weight loss formula. Ingredients clinically shown to cause the average person to lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Yes, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Best part is, you'll never have to starve yourself. You work on the normal calories, 1,850 for men, 1,350 for women, and you'll still lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Axia 30 means proven weight loss results. That's what you want. No jitters, no racing heart, none of that stuff. You try Axia 30 for 3 months, risk-free, by calling 800-525-8345. Excuse me. 800-525-8345. Risk-free Axia 30. You get on the diet for 3 months. You take the Axia 30. If you lose the 30 pounds, you stay with it because it's a good maintenance product. If it doesn't work, get your money back. And by the way, when they send you the 3 months, they'll send you an extra month free, and you'll get to keep that. You keep it all anyway. I guess that's how it works. Because after 3 months, you will have used all the product up anyway. 800-525-8345. So stay on the product, stay with the plan, you'll lose the weight, you'll get into the season well, and you'll come out of the season well. 90 days to see results or your money back, guaranteed. Axia 30 at 800-525-8345.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hurry into your local Chevy dealer today and get a great deal on a brand new 2012 Chevy. Right now, during Chevy Truck Month, you can take advantage of great pricing on a Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last.
Imagine the dark picture if Thomas Edison had given up on the light bulb. But failure didn't discourage Edison. Optimism. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Ecotutech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Ecotutech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Ecotutech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
Ecotutech, Stocksable RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
Man, this thing has created so much excitement. It's really kind of cool, Jennifer. These jobs pay up to $80,000 a year. You hear the pitch to veterans because there are these jobs, and there are many jobs, thousands of them, all over the world. GreenJobsForVeterans.com. And check that out. The United States of America filed a lawsuit against the biggest bank in the world, accusing Bank of America of selling thousands of toxic home loans to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The loans went into default, cost $1 billion to you and me, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer America. The scheme ran for 2 years, caused countless foreclosures. Cases, the U.S. Department of Justice's first mortgage fraud lawsuit over these loans sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. B of A is yet to respond. Has yet to respond. Isn't responding. And what are they going to say?
They said, please don't sue us.
Yeah. So what is that going to do to all those of you who are going through home mortgage mod or going through the process of having a short sale or going through the process of foreclosure? It may depend on the state you're in. I'm not talking about the state of mind, although maybe that does factor into it, but the state of residency, whether it's California. My sense is in California, they've been a little more aggressive, Jennifer, about some of these things and sort of have been saying to the banks, look, you better give everybody involved in this the most time and ability to try to figure out how to do this because you're throwing people out of their homes.
Right. And our market is so out of whack, and housing prices are still weird. And
well, they're up and down, kind of.
Oh, absolutely. They go up, they go down. You know, it's just... So the banks, I have noticed, have started working with people.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know, I still think I have to go back to, you have to read every document you sign.
We can
blame every bank that we want, but you have to read what you sign.
It's your responsibility if it's your signature. Speaking of responsibility, Tom Cruise taking the bull by the horns again.
That's right. Lawsuit time for him.
Yeah.
You know, Tom is not shy to take on the tabloids, and this time he is suing Life and Style magazine and In Touch magazine for articles that claimed he abandoned Surrey. It's a $50 million lawsuit.
Didn't he win one of these already?
He already did, yeah. And the suit says that he loves his daughter dearly. He would never abandon her. He wants damages for defamation and invasion of privacy. And his lawyer said, quote, Tom doesn't go around suing people. He's not a litigious guy.
Yeah.
But when these sleaze peddlers try to make money with disgusting lies about his relationship with his child, you bet he's going to sue. I love sleaze peddlers, by the way.
That's a great phrase, isn't it?
Quote.
Sleaze peddlers.
He said if he wins, he'll donate his money to charity.
Okay, over here. I'm setting up an Eastley Farm foundation. You can help right there. I'll take the $5 million from Barack Obama that Trump's going to get given to.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
A busy day for the president. President Obama is traveling 5,300 miles in just one day.
Wow.
That breaks the previous record set by Lance Armstrong on his bicycle. Yeah. 5,300 miles. Let me give you an idea what that's like. Right? That's like flying from L.A. to Phoenix on Southwest. Okay, that's what it's like. It feels that long.
Tonight was game one of the World Series at San Francisco's AT&T Park. You could tell it was AT&T Park because whenever the umps made a call, it got dropped.
Yep. Yep.
What am I? Yep. What is
yep.
that?
Newark! Yep.
That's pretty funny.
800. There have been some pretty funny things here. 800-510-8255. 25 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, the irregular news and some of the issues of the day. How do you feel about living together versus being married? I mean, is there a commitment? This book that I'm reading, Women Who Travel with Wolves, what an eye-opener. If you, Jennifer, get the book.
Okay.
And read it and learn
Women
about,
Who Travel with Wolves.
Yeah, and learn about the
travel with pigs.
Skeleton woman and what goes on in relationships.
Okay.
How this is really very helpful. I'm finding it extraordinarily helpful in the relationship that I'm in right now.
You're like in the Oprah Winfrey book club or something, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm reading a lot more of this because I want this relationship to work. And there are a lot of things that we both have to learn. And this is the relationship is too good for me to just say, eh, you know what, it's not worth all of that. It's worth it. And there are a lot of things that we need to think about. And so the ladies on The View yesterday touched on one of the issues, whether or not it's healthier for you to live together committed or get married.
Not everybody's into all this marriage stuff. I understand it. Susan Sarandon said the reason she never married is because her ex-partner, Tim Robbins, and she thought that it would make things less spontaneous. And they had a committed relationship for 23 years. Is that really much different than a marriage? I'll ask you, because you had one for 29 before you got married.
I've said this before. After we got married, the sex got better. Kidding. No. It was the same thing. He was there when I was not married to him. He was there when I was married to him. It didn't change one iota.
Things worked out, right? So things worked out for you. If you're in a relationship that's not under the umbrella of marriage, and this is why I understand the importance of marriage across the board, you are left unprotected if anything goes wrong in terms of property rights, in terms of money. If you guys share anything when you're just living together, you are left so naked, especially as a woman, if you are not
that's
within the protection of marriage.
That's interesting listening to Elizabeth talk about that because she's making more money than her husband is.
Right.
And so, but is that that's the sad reality of. And if you have children, I suppose, or anything, that I'm not concerned about that. I don't care about that stuff. But some people do, I guess, understandably. Some people take extraordinary advantage of that kind of stuff.
Well, because they want to make it hurt.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Wendy Williams on her program talked with the editor of Life and Style magazine, Jordan Lippe. Now, it's not about Tom Cruise, but about Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart.
Let's get right to Rob Pattinson and Kristen Stewart. What's going on
now? Well, I mean, I'm sure you've heard, and I'm sure all Twilight fans have heard, that they have reunited since Kristen was literally caught with her pants down with Snow White and the Huntsman director, Rupert Sanders. So Rob and Kristen, you know, have been seen all around L.A., going to different bars and hanging out, and we even saw some pictures of them kissing. But I have to break it to you, and I'm sorry, Twilight fans, but I'm hearing that Rob isn't necessarily 100% on board with this relationship. I've been hearing, I actually spoke to one of Rob's friends recently who said that Kristen is being super needy and a little manipulative. She knows Rob's weaknesses, so she's calling him up and saying things like, you know, oh, I need your help with this, or trying to win over his friends, you know, she's even being nice to fans and smiling, which is something that, like...
So, this is another thing in talking about relationships. Being manipulated or trying to manipulate. Man, oh man, if that's the best you can do, you better hang it up. So that's interesting food for thought there. Lots of food for thought on a good day. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. There are some types of exotic or upscale food that everyone talks about. A little while ago, there was a big stir when it came out that many U.S. restaurants advertising Kobe beef were misleading customers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture had a ban on importing most Japanese beef. Those rules were just recently relaxed, so you may actually see the real Kobe beef showing up on menus. Here's a tip. If it's called Kobe beef, that means the cattle actually came from a certain prefecture in Japan. That's not the only item where geography makes a difference. As you know, champagne can only be called champagne if it comes from the Champagne region of France. Everything else is sparkling wine. If you see a bottle of wine or a wedge of cheese with an AOC label, then you can be assured that it comes from where it claims. That label protects its designation of origin. Bottom line, if you encounter an unforgettable item on your travels, do your research on how to experience the real thing at home. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I watch first graders all day, plus an aging parent at night. Raise a family, plus lower my cholesterol. Practice self-defense, plus fight allergies. Rite Aid understands. That's why every prescription you fill with your Wellness Plus card earns 25 points, getting you closer to 20% off the whole store for a year. And we got there with just 4 prescriptions a month.
Bring your prescriptions to Rite Aid today. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a Sun Oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
At 33 after the hour. I'm sort of doing my bluster here because every day this week there's been another gunman shooting up something somewhere. It's really getting to be out of control. Every day you read there's a guy who kills somebody else. The headlines, three of the five major headlines, this is like the major food groups. If you look at all of the major sources of news, on average, three out of the top five all have to do with murders, gunmen killing somebody, whether it's this church in Atlanta, whether it's out in Milwaukee. It's just to the point of I'm getting fed up with it. Enough. What are we going to do to stop this? How much of this, as a society, are we going to put up with? And what's the remedy? What's the fix?
How do we stop it?
Yeah. It's just insanity. You know, P90X says stop the insanity?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there another? There's an insanity.
It's not stop the insanity, but it's like an insanity workout, is what
no.
it's called.
Well, whatever it is. This
stop
is
insanity. Stop the insanity was that other lady who shaved her head, Susan Powder. No, Susan Powder?
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
I think. Oh, where did I pull that from?
Yeah, man. That's at least 10, 12 years ago.
More than that, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't remember Susan? I didn't remember until you just mentioned her, actually. Hey, just what are you and your friends... When you talk to people that you are working with, do these sorts of things come up in conversation as a society? Are we talking about this? We're hearing a lot of guff and BS from the candidates. Where's the discussion of this? They're all so afraid of the NRA, they don't have the balsam to stand up and say, there is something definitely wrong here, and it needs to be fixed. The guy in Milwaukee got a gun surreptitiously. You can get guns if you want them easily. So what do we do to fix it? And I'm tired of hearing these people. Oh, my God, it's terrible. We can't cut down. Something has to happen. Guns are part of society and will remain as part of society. But how easily we get them and what we do with them are two different things. You know me, I don't want the government in anything.
And it's how we also treat these people these people that become shooters become quasi weird, dark celebrities.
They
you
are,
know?
Yeah, right.
They
You're
become,
right.
And do people do that for glory?
It's interesting
to see a study on the mindset of these kind of people that do this.
Remember Michael Skakel?
No.
Kennedy cousin?
Kind of.
1975, he kills his neighbor. Beat Martha Moxley. And 10 years ago, he was convicted of that murder. and is up for parole. By the way, when he killed her, he was 15. Mm. He's serving 20 years to life at a jail in Connecticut. Keeps saying he's innocent. I know the best chance of me getting parole is admitting guilt in this crime. I cannot do that. Robert and Ethel Kennedy's nephew.
Hmm.
Eligible for parole next 2017. Nothing doing this year.
Wow.
Is that appropriate?
Yeah.
Something he did when he was 15. Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, well, the whole reality is, again, back to kind of sick stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, starting today, WikiLeaks is releasing the detainee policies. That is more than 100 classified or otherwise restricted files from the Department of Defense covering the rules and procedures for detainees in military custody. So they're going to release, Jennifer, in chronological order, the military detention policies followed for the past 10 years or so, including the standard operating procedures of detention camps in Iraq and Cuba, interrogation manuals and orders of changes to detainee policies, number of detainee policies relating to the camp in Iraq, but there are also Department of Defense policies and documents relating to Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, and Army prison facilities around the world. So if you look at the first of these documents, the document for Camp Delta at Guantanamo Bay, the manual says, let's see here, SOP, Standard Operating Procedure Manual, is released. Let's see here. I'm looking at this. In relation to RELAC, the release includes operation orders regarding policies for screening and interrogating detainees. The point of all of this is that WikiLeaks is doing what WikiLeaks does, which I support, by the way. I want to know what there is to know. And you can say, well, you don't need to. Maybe I don't, but I want to. I paid for this. So I'm a taxpayer. I want to know what you guys are doing to these people. Not that I'm going
to
disapprove.
Do you believe what they have to say?
I don't care. I didn't make any difference whether it's true or not. I want
to
know
what they have to say. Okay.
Yeah, I want to know what they have to say. I want to hear it, and then other people can counter it if they want to. You don't counter it by saying, they have no right to release this stuff. That's worthless. I want to know what my government is doing because I'm paying for it. And I have, quote unquote, a right to know. And I want to know. I don't care whether somebody's embarrassed by it. Good. If they are, because if they're embarrassed, that means they're doing something that they ought not do. I have no sympathy for these people. I'm not trying to get on the goody-goody wagon here and, oh, we got to treat the prisoners better. I want to know who's guilty. That's one thing. And the people who are guilty, I don't care what you do with them. You can waterboard them. You can drown them. You can electrocute them. You can do whatever you want with them. But I want to know, first of all, what we're doing to prove that they're guilty. And then, once we find out that they're guilty, I want to know what we're capable as a country of doing. I want to know. I want to see the movie that comes out. Apparently, they changed the release date again because they were being so criticized. What is it? Half Dawn 30 or something, a movie about the killing of Osama.
Osama, uh-huh.
Osama bin Laden. By the way, that's an extraordinary... That happens with a lot of people, and most people, when they think it through, they're, oh, no, shouldn't say that. No, it didn't say that. I, for one, would tell you that that was not purposeful, although there are some people who would say it, and it was purposeful. Anyway, the point is that all of this stuff that is secret and, you know, something, and we're not supposed to do this, we're not supposed to do that, I think we need to know. You agree or disagree?
I think the information should be out there. I don't think we should try to shut anybody up, you know? I mean, that's what makes a great place for us to live and that we actually take for granted. I mean, no one else can do what we do. I mean, to the level that we do.
How do you mean?
So, well, I mean, other countries can't have the same access to information that we do. So I think it's what makes this country great. And, you know, you believe it, you don't believe it. I don't think it's the information that's harmful. It's the actions in the you know, the stuff that really goes on.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com or to Doug at DougStephan.com. All right, so the Twitter routine. And I had some Twitter news here that I was working on, and I'm not sure what I did with it.
Twitter. You lost your Twitter news.
No, I know what it was. It was the story about the Bank of America. What's this? There's a Twitter on that. Why don't you tell us?
Why don't you talk? I'm going to go under my desk and look for some papers. I'll be right back.
No, the Twitter thing. I'm trying to remember what the heck. Where was I going?
Do you want to research it while I tell you what's going on our Facebook page?
Yes, please do that.
Because we can do that.
Yeah, we can.
We have a couple of things that we're following on Facebook.com/Gaday Show. Yesterday, actually in this hour, we talked about the Honda Fit. Honda has released a car exclusively aimed at women. It's a pink car. It's got pink stitching. They also have a brown version that they've made to match your eyeshadow, as they say. So we asked on Facebook, would you drive this car or is it a little offensive? Liz said that some women would like to drive a car aimed at men. She said, drive it quickly and aim at your ex. I love that answer. Alex said, ew, I'd never drive a pink car. Sherry said, never. Well, if it were a pink Porsche, maybe. Pretty funny stuff.
Yeah.
Now, there's also a story about exotic dancers being allowed to send video care packages, if you catch our drift, to the troops. Do you think this should be allowed? Christopher said, we could end this thing a lot sooner if exotic dancers could send video care packages to the troops. Andrew said, absolutely. Heidi said, no.
Wait, what would end it quicker is if we sent video care packages to the Taliban and to the Muslim extremists on the other side. That oh, my God, did you see that?
Exactly.
That sort of speaks to all of the porn that they found in Osama bin Laden's, I almost said Obama again, Osama bin Laden's
his hideout,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anyway, Heidi said, no, she doesn't think it's right at all. Many countries already think we are immoral. This would only fuel that fire. Rita said, yes, she said another word before that. Free form of expression, baby. Troops should keep this to his or herself. How's that? Mm-hmm. For their own safety in countries that dare to judge our values, why our blood and treasure seek to build their nations. Patrick said, no, this shows a lack of integrity. Han says, I think they should be able to legally, however, as a society, we should be moral enough that these issues wouldn't exist. Since they do exist, then they will send the packages. However, you're not allowed to have any pornography in your possession while downrange. So accordingly, military law wouldn't allow it anyway. And Janet said, that would be a treat. The trick? Send it only to single soldiers.
Aha. All right. So there are a lot of people with stuff on their minds when it comes to... And that's good. It's good. I can't find this. There was a relationship to something I was talking about, and I said there was some Twitter connection to it, and now I don't remember what it was, and I'm looking through any number of things that we've talked about. Anyway, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel... in the news this week because they got married. More and more of these pictures are showing up.
Yeah, the issue of People's already out. And I have to say, I can't play with you because you probably won't know what the dress looked like, but did you see the pictures yet?
I saw a picture. I did not see all of the pictures.
She wore a pink wedding dress.
Pink.
Pink. And I love pink. Don't get me wrong.
When you get married with wearing pink, what does that mean?
I don't know. She just kind of looked like a cupcake. It was cotton candy pink, very bright, not even a light shade of pink. And then she also had a pink veil. The dress was beautiful, I think, for a red carpet. Don't know if it's a wedding dress, but hey, whatever.
That sounds a little catty to me.
No, I'm just, you know.
No, that sounds a little catty. No, a little catty.
I'm giving you my review.
Meow,
that's
meow,
all.
Meow.
That's all. The other thing that's come out about the wedding is were they invited, weren't they invited, with Justin Timberlake's NSYNC bandmates. JC had insinuated he had been invited, but then none of the band members were there. Well, Chris Kirkpatrick actually was there, but no one would know him anyway because he was kind of the lone member of the group that no one ever paid attention to. So he was at the wedding. JC was invited as well. He didn't go. His brother was getting married. But Lance Bass and Joey Fatone were left off the guest list.
Oh, no!
Justin thought a reunion would overshadow the wedding, so he didn't want to invite Joey and Lance. Plus, the rumor is that he hates Lance Bass now. Not sure why, but hey, you know.
Uh-huh. All right, by the way, that Honda story about the various colors, the car for women,
Yes.
Honda also announced this week, the story at DougStefan.com, that they've recalled 268,000 cars over a problem with window switches that could cause a fire. Honda.
That's a problem.
Recalling 268,000 cars. Problems, we take care of. We have solutions to your problems in the irregular news of the day. 14 before the hour, and good day.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I watch first graders all day, plus an aging parent at night. Raise a family, plus lower my cholesterol. Practice self-defense, plus fight allergies. Rite Aid understands. That's why every prescription you fill with your Wellness Plus card earns 25 points, getting you closer to 20% off the whole store for a year. And we got there with just 4 prescriptions a month.
Bring your prescriptions to Rite Aid today. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
All right, so here's what I was thinking about. I saw a story of another radio host getting fired because of what he tweeted.
Oh, what did he tweet?
Well, I'm going back a while because I've been on the radio for quite a long time. And in the old days, you could say something really stupid and it might lead to an eventual firing. But this reality with the Twitter and stuff, you can be gone in like a bingo. You're done.
Quick.
Social media. And the guy's name is Scott Torgensen. He tweeted something he was thinking, most likely before he thought about it very much. He was suspended right away, fired yesterday. I think he's in Minnesota. But I just, you know, that's what made me think about Twitter, how quickly it can have impact, because people just, they hear something or they see something and they want to bingo. And a lot of that stuff is going on through the presidential debates, let's say, through the baseball game, through the football game, through some business meeting. People are saying, you don't know whether somebody's texting things to the competition. You never know. But boy, does it have impact. It's certainly, social media has such strong impact.
Oh, absolutely.
And
you got to check. You got to write what you write. Check it. Yeah. Check it again. And check it one more time and then send it.
Well, all the rumors, the Jessica Simpson rumors, Britney Spears, some of it's rumors. Simpson's parents are getting divorced. Is that a big deal?
Yeah. Well, the rumor there is not that they're getting divorced. That's fact. But there's the National Enquirer's reporting that they're getting divorced because Joe Simpson is gay.
Huh.
He's 54, just made the confession that he's been living his life. It's been a lot.
That happens.
So,
that happens.
It happens.
A lot.
But
yeah,
who knows if it's true or not.
Yeah. Gee, no time for Lindsay Lohan stuff today?
Darn it. We're going to have to get to that tomorrow. What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe we can forget it. And just
I'm sure there'll be more news
just
tomorrow.
As well off. 51 after on Good Day.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo,
Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th,
Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli,
Dr. Norman Shealy,
Dr. Joel Wallach,
Matt Stein,
The Freeze Dry Guy,
Missouri Storm Shelters,
Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Now, 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Thursday, October the 25th. Jennifer and I are now into technology, helping to make your life better. You notice how I'm doing my R's today? Better.
Better.
And more helpful.
You're very Valley girl today.
I'm not really. Valley boy, maybe. It's just, are there any Valley boys? Is it always Valley girls?
It's usually a Valley girl, I think. I'm sure there probably are a few Valley boys.
So Shelley Palmer is not a Valley boy. Actually, he's a New Yorker. And he's here with us in a moment to talk about a project by the Google Maps team to actually map out the Grand Canyon. That sounds pretty interesting for those of you who haven't been there. Listen up. That report in a moment here on Good Day.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33rd.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've never been to the Grand Canyon, you're missing out on one of Earth's greatest sights. However, you may soon get a chance to see it from your computer like no one's ever seen it before. Google's Maps team is currently at the Grand Canyon using the Trekker to map the Grand Canyon's ridges, trails, and everything else you'd want to check out. The Trekker, which Google showed off for the first time in June, is a wearable backpack that houses a camera system allowing for 360-degree images. The Trekker has more than a dozen 5-megapixel cameras and a battery that lasts all day. And it's powered using nothing more than an Android phone. Though the team is just starting out, the images will ultimately be uploaded to Google Maps for everyone to see. So, if you've never been or just want to go again, keep an eye out for the Grand Canyon, coming soon to a computer near you. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Hey, Jackie, did you hear about these Barnes & Noble's customers who got their credit cards hacked?
Yeah, the word came out yesterday. Barnes & Noble credit card holders, the information that surrounds you has been compromised. Company said the devices used to swipe credit card and debit cards have been tampered with in their stores around the country, California, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island. Barnes & Noble warning its customers to check for unauthorized transactions and to change their PINs.
So this is for all credit cards. It's not because you... When I read the story, I thought Barnes & Noble has a credit card, but this is for just anybody who swiped
right.
Barnes & Noble.
Yeah,
store.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anybody. Yeah, 700 deal. Stores around the country. This is a bad deal, so you better be careful.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you... There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.